Unit 3, Study Guide. Number 1, how did the French and Indian War help cause the American Revolution? Great Britain won the French and Indian War, and they expanded their boundaries, but they also had a very large debt to pay as a result of the war. So Great Britain began taxing the colonists to raise money to pay off their war debts. The taxing of the colonists made the colonists mad and started the reasons that they wanted to have a revolution against the British. Number 2, what was the proclamation of 1763? Great Britain tried to stop the colonists from moving into Indian territory by forbidding them to settle west of the Appalachian Mountains. In other words, the British said, colonists cannot live west of the Appalachian Mountains. This made the colonists very mad. Some of them ignored it, but anyway, it was the proclamation of 1763. Number 3, what was the Stamp Act? The Stamp Act was the first serious British tax on American colonists that required the colonists to have a stamp or a seal on every newspaper, pamphlet, or other public document, and the stamp cost money, so this angered the colonists. Number 4, what were the Intolerable Acts? The Intolerable Acts are 4 laws. 1, the British closed the port of Boston until the colonists paid for the tea and cleaning up the harbor after the Boston Tea Party. Number 2 of the Intolerable Acts, the colonists could not have a town meeting without the governor's permission, and he was the commander of the British troops, and this made the colonists mad. Number 3, any British official who committed capital crimes would be tried in Great Britain, which means they would probably not have a very harsh punishment, and that made the colonists mad. And number 4, the Quartering Act required that colonists had to keep British soldiers in their house and feed them at their own expense. So the colonists had to pay for their food and let the British soldiers in and look after them. And that made them mad. Number 5, what was the Declaration of Independence? The Declaration of Independence was a document written mostly by Thomas Jefferson that officially announced that the colonies were breaking up from Great Britain, putting Great Britain on notice that the colonists wanted to break away from Great Britain and form their own republic or country. Number 6, who were the Loyalists? Loyalists were the American colonists who did not want to join the revolution. They remained loyal to the royal king in Great Britain. Number 7, who were the Patriots? The Patriots were the American colonists who did want to break away from British rule, and they wanted to form their own country. They were angry over British rule and taxes, especially because they had no voice or representation in the British Parliament. They rallied behind the slogan, "No taxation without representation." Number 8, why is Elijah Clark important? He was a patriot in the Revolutionary War, a hero who led the rebels at the Battle of Kettle Creek. Clark County is named in his honor. Number 9, who is Nancy Hart? Nancy Hart was the only female Revolutionary War heroine from the state of Georgia of any consequence. Hart County is named in her honor. Supposedly, she tricked a group of British soldiers or Tories and killed them when they stopped for food and shelter at her house. She was also suspected of being a spy for the Patriots. Number 10, why is Button Gwinnett important? Button Gwinnett was a signer of the Declaration of Independence from Georgia. He also has a county named after him. Number 11, why is Lyman Hall important? Lyman Hall was the signer of the Declaration of Independence from Georgia. and also went to the Continental Congress for Georgia, and he also has a county named after him. Why is George Walton important? George Walton was the youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was from Georgia. He was only 26 years old when he signed the Declaration of Independence. Walton High School is named after him. Number 13, why is the Battle of Kettle Creek important? The Battle of Kettle Creek was important to Georgia because the military was able to take badly needed weapons and horses from the British soldiers when they won that battle. And it also lifted the spirits of all the Georgia militia. Number 14, what was the Siege of Savannah? The French landed at Tybee Island and joined American troops. They captured Savannah, surrounded it, and prevented supplies from reaching the colonists. The French and American soldiers attacked the British troops, but they failed to retake Savannah. So the city of Savannah remained in British hands for quite some time. 15, what were the strengths and weaknesses of the Articles of Confederation? And 16 goes with that. How did the weaknesses lead to a need to revise the Articles? The Articles of Confederation were created with very broad powers, and they were not as strong to hold the states together as the eventual Constitution. They had many flaws. 17, who were the Sons of Liberty? They were a group of patriots that protested taxes and intolerable acts. And the Sons of Liberty came from the Liberty Boys, closely related patriot groups during the Revolution and those events leading up into the Revolution.